Tiani, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. And how are you?
I am great, thanks. Just a brief overview of Isambra. Can you please explain that to me again?
Okay. Isambra is what we call a collective management organization. So what we do as a company is we collect royalties, so music royalties, on behalf of recording artists. So basically anyone who sings or plays instruments, so backing vocalists, session musicians, and instrumentalists. And we also collect royalties on behalf of record companies.
Who actually needs to obtain and have a sample license?
So if you're playing music at home, for example, you don't need a sample license because that's domestic use. But if you're playing music, for example, Gagasu would need to have a sample license so that we can collect license fees from Gagasu FM and pay to the artist whose music you are used on Gagasu FM. So if you're a broadcaster, you need a sample license. If you're a retailer, so for example, if you have a store you play music in your store, you would need a sample license. If you're an airline or you have a pub or you have a club, so basically anyone who uses music in their business, in that business, you would need a sample license.
How do I apply for one?
Applying for a license is very easy. You can contact us at our offices. So you can call and we'll send you the details, or you can apply online on our website, which is sampra.org.za, and you can apply for a license there. Inbox us on our social media platforms, DM us, and we'll send you the information. So it's very easy to apply a sampra license.
If I may ask thoroughly, like once you guys have collected the monies for the artist, well, what do you guys do with that money?
So what we do is license the different music users, right? So the people that I just spoke about, the retailers, the broadcasters.
Yeah.
And then what we will then do is to check whose music was used on the different platforms. So we'll check, for example, whose music was used by Gagasu FM. And then we'll take from the license fees that we collected from Gagasu. So for example, let's say we collected 100 rands from Gagasu.
Mm-hmm.
We'll then take that hundred rand and we'll split it between the artists that were played on Gagasu as well as their record company, and we'll give 50% to the record company, and we'll take 50% of that money that we've collected from Gagasu and we'll pay it to the artist.
Once I've emailed to try and obtain a license, how long does it usually take for it to be active, and how do I know it is active?
It would take a week for you to get a sample license. What we sometimes also do is we'll go and check how you're using music. So some people, for example, will tell us that they've got a store and the store is a particular size.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll go in and we'll check and verify that if you're saying you've got a store that's 100 square meters, is it indeed 100 square meters or is it bigger? Because that will determine the amount payable as royalties to the artist. Once we've confirmed that, which is less than a week, then we'll give you a sample certificate, which is proof that you have a sample license and that you are playing music legally. Because anyone who is playing music in their businesses without a sample license is basically breaking the law. Because by law, you have to have a license so that the people that created that music can get compensation in the form of royalties.
Why do I have to pay for a license if my business already pays for the music that we use?
That's a very interesting question. So if, for example, you bought a CD, right? And you're playing it in your store.
Mm.
So you're saying, but I bought this music. Why must I still pay an additional fee on top of that? But if you read even on the CD, it will basically tell you that CD is for personal use. So for example, if you're playing music in your home or in your car, you don't need to have a license. But if you're playing what in law they will call a public performance. So if you're using that music in a public performance, such as in broadcast, then you need an additional license for you to play that music. And even so, for example, if you're paying SAMHSA, you're paying for what we call neighboring rights or needle time rights, you would still need, if for example you want to make a copy of that CD, you'd still need additional licenses from other CMOs so that you are able to legally do that. So the music that you have, that's right, you did buy it, but you only bought it for domestic use or for personal use.
Your email if I want to get in contact with SAMHSA so that I can get this license.
If people know that they're using music at their establishment and they would like to apply for a SAMHSA license to make sure that the people that created the music, who are the artists, get their royalties, they can contact us 011-789-5784, or they can email us at info@SAMHSA.org, which is SAMHSA.org.za. You can also check out on Facebook. Our Facebook name is African Music Performance Rights Association. They can inbox us there and we'll give them the information that they want. You can also check them out on our website, which is SAMHSA.org.za.
Thank you again for taking the time to give us this extensive knowledge.
Thank you so much.
Just spoke to Chief Stakeholder Officer Tiani all the way from SAMHSA, letting us know of some of the steps that we need to take as musicians or DJ. The Top 10 Countdown with Mario.